with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan on Saturday, and President Trump said he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. The talks were meant to follow historic face-to-face negotiations earlier this month. Iranian officials have questioned U.S. trustworthiness after U.S. forces blockaded Iranian ports in response to Tehran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz. The USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier arrives in the Middle East, allowing for three carriers now in region.
Three U.S. aircraft carriers and their accompanying warships are now sailing in the waters of the Middle East, giving President Donald Trump additional warships to enforce his blockade of Iranian ports and more firepower should he decide to resume strikes on Iran. The arrival of a third carrier strike group comes as the U.S. expands its efforts to go after ships supporting the Iranian regime. In addition to enforcing its blockade, the U.S. has begun boarding sanctioned and dark fleet oil tankers carrying Iranian oil. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Despite the oil shortages brought on by the war with Iran, economist Steve Moore is calling out California lawmakers who blame President Trump for their high gas prices.
For California to be running out of energy would be like Alaska running out of ice. I mean, there's no place on earth that has, well, I shouldn't say that. Texas and Alaska probably have more oil than California, but California is very energy rich, and they just choose not to go after it. And so that is a shame, really, because they should be paying closer to, you know, $3 to $4 a gallon.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A total of 87 homes had been destroyed as of Thursday by wildfires sweeping across parts of Georgia. This is SRN News. California is providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association has released its annual list of books most challenged at the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kobaya's graphic memoir, Gender Queer. This is SRN News. Conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas has passed away.
Renowned conductor and composer Michael Tilson Thomas is dead at age 81. Tilson Thomas led orchestras in Buffalo, Miami, London, and San Francisco while composing. He received 39 Grammy nominations and won 12 and was among the Kennedy Center Honors recipients in 2019. Tilson Thomas had brain surgery for a tumor in 2021 and then resumed his career. But last year, the tumor returned. He conducted his final concert with the San Francisco Symphony in April of last year. A spokesperson says he died Wednesday at his home in San Francisco. I'm Donna Water.
The Philadelphia Museum of Art is bringing the Rocky statue inside, reframing it as a global symbol of resilience before it returns permanently to the museum steps. More details at srnnews.com.